Saugus High School girls basketball coach Mark Schurrender is joining us here. Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Coach, you guys came away with a win Friday night against Swampscott on the road. So let's just start there, but we obviously want to get into some details on your team and how things have gone so far for you guys with a 7-4 record right now. But Mark, tell us about the Friday game with Swampscott.
Yeah, we had a pretty balanced attack. As usual, we were led by Peyton DiBiasio last night. She had 16 points, but there was a variety of kids that came off the bench and started the game that also helped us out. Taylor DeLeedy had 6 points and 2 3-pointers. Juliana Powers also had 2 3-pointers. Anna Silva had 2 3-pointers. So variety of kids there. Ashley Escobar had 7 points and a couple of steals as well. So got a lot of contributions. And, you know, our forwards are doing a good job rebounding the basketball. Devaney Millerick and Jessica Brumberg and Ashley Moore. So Amelia Papagallo came off the bench to help. You know, so it was a good team win.
Mark, tell me more just on this one player, Peyton, because DiBiasio, because you mentioned her. She was the leading scorer Friday night. But what kind of a player is she, and how does she contribute?
Yeah, I think that everybody talks about the scoring because obviously that's the first thing you look at in a box score. And she's doing that exceptionally well. You know, she's averaging 19.5 points a game. But last night, I think the thing that I took away from it was she guarded one of their better players, who was a left-handed player, and she had her taking ready dribble after ready dribble. Like, she was just playing very smart and focused defense, and she's also getting a lot of rebounds. So the scoring is great, and we need that, obviously, but she's a complete player. She's doing a little bit of everything.
You know, you got me thinking with that answer, Mark, is that you're absolutely right about that, describing, you know, every team has players doing roles, whatever they are, whatever they can do. So maybe in that context, tell me about some of the rest of your players that are seeing court time and their roles with the team so far this year.
So we rolled with 11 kids last night, and, you know, the big thing is we want to thrive in our role, whatever that happens to be. And so we have we like the full court press, and we have certain players that come off the bench and do that exceptionally well. So Madison Botta is just a specialist when it comes to that. She's exceptionally quick. She's averaging 3 steals a game, and she's, you know, only playing about, you know, 10 to 12 minutes per game. And then we just had Madeline Femino come off an injury. Kind of a similar role to Madison Botta. She brings us a little bit more size, and so she'll guard the inbounder a lot of times. And those two just, you know, they come in the game, they give us a spark. Against Danvers earlier in the week, it was a close game in the third quarter. And when those two came into the game, about 5 minutes into the third quarter, that's when we went on a run and we sort of got some separation from Danvers. So every game's been a little bit different, but it's a little bit of a cliche, but we've had contributions depending on the day from everyone. And so it's been a great story with team success, and you don't know what individual is going to step on any given day, but you know, it's been great as a coach to know that if somebody isn't clicking that day, we can find someone else off the bench or another one of our starters who can step up and fill in.
Well, those are two important wins. The Swampscott win, as we were talking about Friday, also beating a Danvers team. They've done pretty well this year. But what was it? Was there a key win or two for you so far this year of the seven?
Yeah, I think we had lost to Milton during the holiday tournament over in Revere. And then our first game of 2023, we lost at Marblehead. So we were kind of reeling after those two. It was back-to-back. And we thought we were rebounding well. We thought we were forcing turnovers on defense. We just couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And as coaches, we were debating about what to do. And the first game after Marblehead, we played Arlington Catholic. And that was a game at the beginning of the season. We said to ourselves, they're an athletic team out of the Catholic Conference, which is a very competitive conference. You know, we went in sort of pessimistically. You know, obviously we had avenues that we felt like we could win the game. And the kids just shot the lights out that game. So that sort of changed our trajectory. And you could see the kids' confidence come up. And since we lost to Marblehead, we've won 4 out of 5. So I think that game, that Arlington Catholic game, was a turning point for us.
I'm also looking ahead. Next week, you have Beverly on Tuesday. That's a great barometer game as well for you guys, right?
Absolutely. They it seems like we go to that gym every year, but it's only been two in a row, and they've skipped us. But Beverly, they play a tough man-to-man. They help well. They communicate well. They box out well. And looking at mutual opponents, you know, they beat Marblehead earlier this year, and that should be a great game. We certainly have to bring it right from the opening whistle, and if we shoot well, I feel confident in our ability to get it done there. But that's easier said than done against that defense.
Let me ask you this, Mark. This is not specific to your team necessarily, but sort of in a way. But when you travel to other gyms, is there a gym in the Northeastern Conference that's tougher to shoot at or play in than others, just because of they talk about the surroundings of the court, the building itself?
I don't like going on the road in general, but if I had to pick one, I would say Gloucester, just because it's such a long ride up there. You know, you kind of are lulled into sleep on that bus ride, and then you get off, and it's a different feel from our gym. There's like a constant humming sound, and that's been a place that's been tough to play over the years. But Beverly has that. It's a field house, and if you in the shooting background, it's just a wide open space. That's sometimes been tough for us. So we like home. I think most teams do, but inevitably the hoop's 10 feet tall, as they say in whatever it was, Hoosiers. So it's our job to figure it out from there and not make excuses.
No, I get that. And I understand what you're saying about the Beverly Fieldhouse. That makes a lot of sense to me. I have a solution for the Gloucester problem. Do you think maybe playing some really loud music on the bus on the way up might help?
I think that we've done that this year, and actually against Danvers, that's when the kids were singing. It worked out pretty well. I think the girls might take to that. It's a good idea.
All right. Let me just zero in on maybe my next to last or last question, but tell me your thoughts on the Northeastern Conference. In other words, you've been around, Mark, for a while in the league. So what is it that's kind of unique about this season and teams, results, watching, scores from night to night? What's different this year?
I think that, right now PB is having a fantastic year. And for us in Saugus, we don't play them until the very end of the season. So we are trying to, just stay focused on one game at a time. And but at the same time that, in the background, I'm watching them and their scores. Like, they have been phenomenal. They're hitting shots outside. They're pressing and getting steals that way. They've always been a tenacious rebounding team. And they're starting to get some respect statewide. I've seen them like in the Boston Globe rankings and stuff like that. So they're a team that's really standing out in the league and sort of, and that's a good thing for our league when we have a team like that that's getting some recognition and giving our league some respect.
Yeah, it's funny. My follow-up to that would be I watched their the score come in from their game last night at Masconomet. So they won. I don't have it right in front of me. I apologize for that. I wasn't thinking we would talk about it. But it was a double-digit win, but not a blowout win by any stretch. Is that a kind of a score that you kind of expected? Because the Masco's having a great year, yeah?
And they played earlier this year, and I think it was a two-point game. And I believe I saw somewhere, one of my assistants told me it was a tie game in the fourth quarter last night.
Okay.
So we played Masco earlier this year, and we matched up well with them for a half, and then in the second half, Masco just, they out-toughed us. They were a very athletic team, and they go deep. They have kids off the bench that can play for them, and they have good guard play. So I think Masconomet's a very good team, and, unfortunately, we don't get another crack at them. We'd love to play them again. I know our kids were excited in the first half, and we just kind of couldn't sustain that. But, yeah, I think Masco is a team, come late February, early March, they'll be a team to watch as well.
Well, Mark, great. Thanks so much for talking with us, sharing some information on the basketball team. Best of luck the rest of the way, and congrats to you, the team, coaching staff on the great 7-4 start to the beginning of the 2022-23 season. Wow, unbelievable.
Hey.
And Mark, I understand. It sounds to me like you might have had that cold or flu or whatever that thing's going around here a little bit. So I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. No, it's just the last night yelling at the kids blue, you know?
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, great. Mark, thanks so much again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care, Bill.
Yeah, Mark Surrender, girls basketball coach, Saugus High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.